And the background music there of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. It will be program number 580 in that continuing series as you're listening to your dependable neighbor. For all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi. And that takes us now to 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. 16 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Dave Sawada. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Si. How are you?
We are wonderful. We're good. And where are we visiting with you, Dave? Where are you at home?
Yes, I am. We are here in Starkville, Minnesota.
Okay. And now let's go back to the beginning and see once where you started out. Where were you born and raised?
Okay, not very far from here, right here in Opole, Minnesota, born in Little Falls. Not very far, right here in central Minnesota.
Okay. And from there, I know you've been around. You've made traveled a little bit. So where did life all take you?
Well, I guess we'd take our time machine back to about 1953. We look at central Minnesota. It was buzzing with all kinds of ballrooms. People would have weddings on weekdays. We're a farming community, and we were in a small farm. I had an oldest brother that had a desire to have a cottage unit, so the parents purchased a triple cottage unit for him to play in. He did some limited amount of playing here, here in the local Nidries. And another brother, the older brother too, Stan, picked it up too, but he's pretty much a casual player. I found that, hey, this is something I may like to do. So I started practicing at it during my spare time, and I thought, gosh, I'd love to be up there playing just like these other people.
Sure.
So, I did so, and in 1958, my parents, good enough as they were, took me to local spots where I could play in the Nidries, bars, and so forth, since I was not old enough, of course. And that continued until 1961, at which time I graduated. Okay.
Go ahead, Dave. Did I lose you? Are you still there, Dave? Okay. Not hearing you, Dave. Not coming across the phone line, so we'll see if we can reestablish contact with Dave. So in the meantime, I've got one of Dave's recordings here. And we're going to do one here, one called Lowry's Polka. Lowry's Polka. All righty. Dave Swada in the Sheratones with one called Lowry's Polka. And we had lost Dave, but we reestablished contact, and so we've got Dave on the line. Dave, you're with us again?
I'm with you.
Perfect, and you sound loud and clear again. So you were talking about back in the days when you got the concertina and the folks were taking you to the different dances, and go ahead and take it from there.
Okay, and that continued during my high school years. In 1961, at which time I moved to the Twin Cities and did in various niteries around there till 1965, which time I did a two-year stint in the military. I came back in 1967, did some more playing with local musicians, but where the band really started out was in January of 1969 when talented musician by the name of Eddie Jurek asked me to join his group to play at the Twin Point. It was a nightry. Ed Jurek and Dick Pugh. This continued for 24 years. Dick dropped out later, but we brought another musician called whose name was John Grenda. Also Artie Schaefer played us there. He was a fantastic drummer. So that continued for 24 years. In 1970, I decided to go to college full time and was working part time. But then again, to 1971, 72, I was solely relying upon my musical work to, in part, cover my college expenses. So I continued that until I graduated in 73. But we kept on playing. But back in the early 70s, we had what I call the Polish invasion of polka music. We had wonderful groups. The Jolly Brothers started this out.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many good groups that came on doing the Jolly Jokers, Joe Tomaszewski and the Northeasters, to name a few.
Sure.
But then I started noticing a fantastic concertina player by the name of Billy Zerniak, who migrated, who came from the Duluth area.
Yeah.
And working locally in the Minneapolis, St. Paul area. I love his style. And hey, we started playing Polish music too at that time. And so I also happened to work during my college days with a band out of South Minneapolis too. And I was able to meet a lot of good musicians that way. I also worked for about 6 to 8 months with the Jolly Huntsman Orchestra. Back of those who were pretty much a Elmer Shai type of band, very good band. In fact, Tommy and Dan Retker are still playing today with the Jolly as a Jolly Huntsman in a lesser role, lesser musicians, but still doing a great, respectable job. So, but anyway, in the meantime, in the 70s, we were doing a lot of work. In the 80s, we started playing the ballrooms. Mostly the Del Rey, Majestic. In fact, right in front of me, I'm a nostalgia guy. I've got a schedule from January of 1981. And on January 18th of 81, played the Del Rey Ballroom for the Focus Lovers Club annual dance. Continue with the Twin Points in Lake Elmo. There were a lot of musical areas in places in Minneapolis, especially Northeast, and St. Paul for that matter, that music, there was no shortage of opportunity to play. Mayflex was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a nice, rich history going back where bands would be coming in, including the Jolly Brothers, and many of them playing there.
Sure.
It was noteworthy, too, because you typically play a Friday and a Saturday. And you could tell that when Stan set up his beef sandwich on Friday, that garlic taste permeated your clothes, that you'd smell of garlic for once you got home. But he would serve that almighty beef sandwich the next day. It was quite a beef sandwich.
Pretty neat, yeah.
But Mayflex is known. There are a lot of notables coming there. Bobby Vinton, for one. I didn't see him, but Bjorn von Reschke, we've seen him there. We did a primetime TV appearance there called, not primetime, the name will come to me, PM Magazine. Now I remember that.
Okay.
But anyway, just continued with the nighties through the 80s, very busy. The ballrooms, and they kind of slacked off, but just continued. And this kept on going for sometimes. I think all VFW played there a lot. But just continued right into here comes 2020.
Yeah.
You know what happened there? COVID.
Yeah, that shut everything down.
That hurts.
Yes.
At that time, I had to have a back procedure, and I reduced considerably my playing because, of number one, the weight lifting capability was no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, the jobs were not there either. I did a number of senior dances during that time with Chester Kapinski as my drummer.
Okay.
So, in essence, it's been a wonderful ride. I still do some occasional jobs today where I get to help with the equipment. A Swiss group I've played for many times throughout the year still has us, and as me annually there playing. Also some private events too.
Sure. Well, that's great. Well, Dave, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We're at 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come to you and come back to you and continue that, if that's all right.
You bet.
All righty. So, Cy here with the St. Joe Meat Market. Happy New Year from the St. Joe Meat Market. And hopes are that all of you are finding a way to stay warm through these days of winter. Well, here's a suggestion for you. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and pick up a nice beef or pork roast that you can put in the oven, which will do two things. It'll help warm the house, and it'll put a great aroma throughout the house. Beef roasts, including chuck roast, sirloin tip, rump, and prime rib, are tender, juicy, mouth-watering, always on hand in the meat case at the St. Joe Meat Market. Pork roasts, including the shoulder, are picnic roasts, pork loin, bone-in or boneless, and the ever-popular fresh ham roasts are in the meat case as well. Burger is ground fresh several times daily, and actually the meat case itself is totally refreshed every day with mouth-watering steaks, pork chops, chicken, and sausage, just to mention some of the great meat items you will find in the meat case when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. So, as always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joseph, Minnesota. Dave, for being our guest on the program, and you know how it works. You've been here before, and actually this week I met you at the meat market, and we handed off that package to you. How's that been working out for you and Marcy?
Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful product. I've seen your facility. You've got a first-class operation there in terms of sanitation, quality control, and the end product is great. Thank you for that.
You bet. You bet. Well, great. Well, so we've been listening. You've been telling us about your music career, a little bit about family life. So you and Marcy, you must have met back in the days, got married. Did you have kids, too, and everything?
Yes, we met in the early 70s, married in 75. Two children, two daughters. One lives just not far away from us here, one in Southern California.
Okay.
They since you like to pursue the musical stuff, nor did they like to continue my accounting background. They both decided to pursue, they got their doctorates in psychology, and the only reason I think they're trying to figure me out yet today with their degree.
Okay. That's pretty good. You bet. Well, I'll tell you, and I don't know about you, but I think we're pretty much the same. Music is a great therapy for us, I think, isn't it?
It is. And really, if we look at central Minnesota, you know, we've got a Polish and German contingent here that's both wonderful music, and the Kastina, especially, well, they're all great brands. What's really prominent, of course, is the type that originated from Chicago with the Paddock.
Yep.
And eventually became part of the Hengel group.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful machine. I own one, 1988.
Okay.
It's fantastic. And I think, if you don't mind me, I'm just going to diverge into Kastina personnel.
Yeah.
But we've got this Kastina Bowl coming up.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful association. Every musician that comes there brings something to the table, whether they're a beginner or not. And the bowl has been good to me. Art has put together a nice combination of things to do, attention to details. But we were honored to play there in the early days in the 70s or in the 80s. And, of course, I had the privilege of working next to Crazy Carl.
Yeah.
Carl Hartwig, 1 year. Recently, I teamed up with Todd Jurek as a tribute to Billy Zerniak 1 year, and with another fine country player, Jerry Pitson, to do an Elmer Shai tribute.
Sure.
So the bottom line of that is that great that we can have a reunion, a pilgrimage like that. That's happening here.
You bet. And being that you mentioned it, we'll just mention right now, it's the 47th annual Concertina Bowl. And again, it's going to be held at Brook Hall at Blaine Brook in Blaine, Minnesota. And that's going to be on the last Saturday of January, January 31st of this year. And the hall opens up around noon. They're advertising, promoting 11 hours of listening and dancing music, two rooms of music and jamming. And featured performer is going to be Jerry Minar, along with his son Jay and his grandson Jake. And boy, they are wonderful musicians. And then John Flipchick and the Classics, they're going to have a revival around 6 o'clock that evening. And that's going to be John's band there, his full band, the way I understand. And there'll be a concertina display there. Josh Zellner, he builds the Supreme Concertina from Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. So they invite folks to bring their concertinas either to jam and to play or to show them, sell them, or trade. So again, it starts at 12 noon, runs until 11 with question marks behind it. And I think in the past, this has probably gone on to some of the wee hours at some of those concertina bowls over the years. Would you agree?
Yes. We get a bunch of younger recruits and bless them for coming. From the Wisconsin area, as well as ones here in Minnesota. We have a good contingent of good, great players, especially in the New Ulm area, and also from Wisconsin, that come there, and they keep the music rollicking quite late sometimes.
You bet. You bet. I've had the opportunity to attend it the last 2 years, and it's a wonderful, wonderful occasion. And a lot of folks come out, music lovers in general. They'll play some Dutchman style music, they'll play some Polish style music, depending on who's up there on stage. And everybody seems to be well entertained. I think it's a great occasion,
great reunion as well.
You bet, yes. You bet. Well, that's great. And you're planning on attending, Dave?
Yes, I am. In fact, my wife and I will be greeting people at the door, taking their admittance fund, the fee for coming in, greeting them, and that's wonderful to do too.
You bet, you bet. And over the years now, like you've mentioned, there's been a lot of greats that have appeared at the Concertina Bowl, and that includes Carl Hartwig. I know John Dietz was there last year. There's just been a wealth of great musicians there over the years.
Many, many, and they've been the featured player. They used to have bands as the feature, but right now we're focused upon the concertina player, and that makes sense because it's about the players of concertina, and yeah, they had great bands, but this seems to work just as well, if not better.
You bet. You bet. Well, good. Yeah. Last couple of years, I've seen Marv Nissel there, Marv and his family, his wife, Carol, and folks like that. Like you mentioned, Todd Jurek, he's a great concertina player. Seen Gene Retka there the last couple of years. Gene, of course, from Little Falls, accordion player, but tremendous talent there. So lots of great musicians. Craig Ebel usually MCs it one side or the other. And so it's just a lot of good people. And we see a lot of local folks there. I almost reluctant to start naming names because I'm sure to forget somebody, but guys like Nathan Newman, up and coming. You might mention a few more that you know that come there.
Oh, yes. There's, in fact, it's kind of a mecca for people to come to enjoy, socialize, and play. And but, yeah, a lot of notables. It's almost easier to remember who's not been there.
Exactly. Yes, you bet. Well, very good. Well, yeah, we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. January 31st, again, is the day for the 47th Annual Concertina Bowl. And we plan to have Art Ojado. He's kind of been the organizer of this event over the years. And we'll have Art on next week talking about it. And then the week before it, John Flipchick is going to talk about his playing there at the Concertina Bowl and what he's planning for his revival band there. So, yeah, it should be fun promoting it the next couple of weeks.
Right, and that's a good combination. Art, of course, does appear and does a good job. John, I've known for many years, fantastic trumpet player, vocalist, Concertina player, and still keeps it rolling, especially on a revival basis.
That's great. So back to you, Dave. Concertina, the only instrument that you play, or do you do any other instruments?
I play a little rhythm guitar, but that's an exception rather than the rule.
Okay.
I played a little piano accordion too. I had one of them, but I decided to dispense of it because I just felt the concertina is my instrument.
Sure, that's great. And were you? I guess I didn't quite catch that. Were you self-taught? I mean, when you first started out with your brothers and your dad, or did you go to somebody for lessons? How did you begin?
Pretty much self-taught. The only thing that I used was a Henry Silberhorn book.
Lesson book, yep.
And I used that to do some of my stuff. But sometimes I would literally buy a 45 RPM and try to follow exactly note by note what those people.
Okay. Oh, did we lose you, Dave? I think we lost Dave again. So with that, and we'll see if we can get him back on here, we'll give you one more song by Dave and the Sheratones right at the moment here. And this one's called the Lady Lou Polka. Dave and the Sheratones. You still there, Dave? Hello. Are you there, Dave? Yes, but all of a sudden we just lost you again somehow. So we'll bring you back on and we'll close out the show, okay? You bet. No, no problem. I've got Lady Lou Polka going and 20 seconds left. I'll bring you back on. No problem. Dave Swada and the Sheratones with one called the Lady Lou Polka. And have Dave back on the line. We're going to bring him back in to close out the show. Dave, are you with us once again?
I'm with you again.
Perfect, perfect. Well, it was fun visiting with you today, Dave. So many more questions and topics we could talk about. All for another program. We'll do that again sometime. Yeah. You mentioned the concertinas you still have. Do you have quite a few yet on hand?
No, to be frank, I have my Engel.
Okay.
I had a couple previously in the hectic days, but I keep the Engel. That's, of course, that's a wonderful instrument to keep and work with.
Okay. And what key is that one?
Key of C.
Key of C. And what color?
It's white.
It's a white one. Okay.
Green bellows.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Well, great. Well, Dave, invite folks to join you at the Concertina Bowl on the last Saturday of the month, and folks can meet you in person and visit with you. Should be a great time. And again, we want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I told you the last time, if the good Lord's willing, you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that for you?
I'd love to, and I want to thank you very much for doing this service in Central Minnesota, for doing this. You're a wonderful personality to know, and that you do this kind of thing, and the listeners, I'm sure, appreciate it too.
Very good. Well, with that, we're going to wish you a good day. If you want to hang on the line, Dave, I'll talk you off the air, but you and Marcy, you have a great day, all right?
Thank you very much.
There he goes, Mr. Dave Suwata, and he is our 580th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got more music coming up by Dave and the Sheratones in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 580th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 19 our current temperature here in Albany, and we're going to play more music by Dave and the Sheratones off of his prior recording CD, and let's see, we'll take this one here, one called You Get Married Polka, and have to find it on the CD. And there we go. Dave Swada and the Sheratones, one called You Get Married Polka. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 19 degrees here in central Minnesota. It's Landler time with the Sheratons, one called the Sliphorn Landler. Dave and the Sheratons. And that is one called The Sliphorn Landler by Dave Swada and the Sheratones. Here's another nice waltz tune by Dave and the Sheratones. And I'll get it queued up. There we go. And we're going to dedicate this to Dave's wife, Marcy. And her sister called in telling me that Marcy's birthday is today. So we didn't get that in on the program, but happy birthday to Marcy Sawada. And we hope you have many, many more. So one called the Northern Lights Waltz. Thank you. Dave Sawada and the Sheratones, a nice number there, the Northern Lights Waltz. And again, dedicating that to Dave's wife, Marcy, celebrating her birthday today. We didn't catch that in the program. So happy birthday, Marcy. Keep up the good work. Wishing you many, many more to come. We're at 29 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of St. Joe, Minnesota. Jeannie sending me information via text and says, good morning, here's for today. If you are thinking about a vacation during 2026, it can become a bit overwhelming. The deciding on a destination, planning the itinerary, booking the flight tickets, parking at the airport, hotel accommodations, it all becomes frustrating at times. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. And let Jeannie's experienced staff do all of the work for you. For all of Jeannie B's extended flyout tours, you hop on an included Trobex shuttle bus to the airport. You get dropped off at the door and begin your adventure. You return by the same shuttle service. Daycations, minications, and extended motor coach tours include tour planning, motor coach, guide, all admissions on the tour itinerary. Certain meals, treats, and prizes. Jeannie B's Tours will be hosting meet and greets for the 2026 tour information sessions in February and March at Jeannie B's office in St. Joe and also at many other locations. For a meet and greet info schedule, just give Jeannie a call at 320-345-1581. Just request one to be mailed to you. The January Senior Perspective paper will list all sessions. Mark your calendar for the meet and greets on Tuesday, February 5th at the Painesville Green Roof Senior Center from 9 till 10, and then the Red River Inn Restaurant in Cold Spring from 1 until 2, where Jeannie B will share tour information. Wednesday, February 4th, the meet and greets will be at the Tutti Frutti Kitchen in Sauk Center from 8:30 until 10. And the Travelers Inn in Alexandria from 1 until 2 that same day. Join Jeannie B's in Long Prairie this week on Wednesday, January 14th at the Countryside Cafe, 10 a.m. for information, treats, and door prizes. There are still seats available for certain 2026 Jeannie B's flyout tours, so call now for Fall, Canadian Rockies, Banff, and Glacier National Park, and the Colors of New England, Rails and Trails, and more. Extended motor coach summer tours include the National Parks, Yellowstone and Teddy Roosevelt, Grand Tetons, Deadwood Days, and Medora Musical, National Quilt Museum, Paducah, Kentucky, and Hamilton, Missouri, Fall in the Ozarks, Branson and Eureka Springs, the Passion Play, Ark Encounter Experience, Celebration, Mississippi River Cruise, and many more tours. Just give Jeannie a call. Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 to have your questions answered. Let them help you with your 2026 plans. Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That's all for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of St. Joe, Minnesota. A wonderful sponsor here promoting polka music on KASM. If you get a chance to see Jeannie or get on any of the tours, thank her for sponsoring this program. It's wonderful that she does that. Jeannie B's Tours out of St. Joe, Minnesota. And that takes us to 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. And we're going to do a couple of polkas right now. Here's a nice one that Dave Sawada and the Sheratones recorded, one called the One-Eyed Jack Polka. Thank you. Dave and the Sheratones, Dave Sawada with one called a nice recording there of the One-Eyed Jack Polka. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 20 degrees now here in central Minnesota. One more on the way here. This is one that Dave liked. He had commented off the air. He really enjoys this number. It's one called the Orange Blossom Special. Dave Sawada and the Sheratones. The Orange Blossom Special, Dave Sawada and the Sheratons. 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. Going to do that with a nice old-time polka tune, one called the Greenbelt Polka.
Thank you.
Dave Suwata and the Sheratones. Nice number there. One called the Greenbelt Polka. 19 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition here of Musical Treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.